Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Growing Our Amway Business podcast. Now, this title might change. I might just change it to our business name, which I'm pretty sure we've settled on Last Frontier Products and Partners. And the reason why we have to choose a generic name like that is because technically we're not directly representing Amway. We're not on staff for Amway, and we're not a legal entity of Amway, so we're not allowed to use their trademarks and whatnot. We're allowed to use certain materials in certain settings, but I did learn a lot about the social media guidelines. I have several questions that I still need to talk to, called Amway Business Conduct, rules and everything. And I'm actually finding out that this podcast is probably going to be considered business support materials, because of how I'm training and teaching and talking about the plan. Now, that may not be, I think, because this podcast is on an open environment, I think that's where I'm going to be running into trouble with what I've been talking about. Now, like you said, it's kind of weird. It kind of can be like, well, what it is, guys, is to protect the opportunity. Because as you know, if one big shot that, let's say Sam Walton wanted to make some extra money with Amway, they can just, boom, suddenly advertise Amway products along with, not they would ever do that, but you know what I'm saying? If somebody had incredible money and influence, they could just simply, pour a bunch of money on this opportunity through advertising. And so they restrict it in ways to make sure that people are creating that one-on-one connection, which is what Amway's kind of been all about all along. And also, it that's how good business is done anyway. So anyways, guys, I'm gonna go ahead and figure out what I'm gonna talk about today, but I just wanted to kind of touch down on some social media guidelines and what I found. And please forgive the microphone if there's a bunch of extra noise, because it's a windy day and I got it in my coat a little bit. So kick things off. Hope you guys are having a great day. We're just continuing on our pathway to developing the habit of doing Amway business things, attracting new customers, attracting new independent contractors that want to partner with us, to succeed for their dream or their purpose or their what have you. In all honesty, guys, and why don't I just keep going a little bit on this? In all honesty, guys, one of the reasons I kind of looked at this business again or picked it back up, because these two dogs right on the edge of the hill here. What are you guys doing? Let me get a picture of this. Sorry, guys, I'm on the job. Heel, socks flash. Come on. All right. Come on, guys. Hey. Socks. Flash. Okay, guys. I need to take pictures today. The client's actually home right now because his poor son is not feeling well. Okay. So let's do this. Let's dive a little bit deeper into these social media restrictions and guidelines. So, in a private environment, let's say your Instagram is private, your Facebook profile is private, and your Twitter is private, and whatever. You're allowed to solicit business to those who are, your friend, basically. Obviously, through Facebook, people can just add people they don't necessarily know. And I think if you were to dive deep into the legal, anyways, you guys get the idea. There's mass soliciting of the Amway opportunity or about their products is not allowed. Because if you think about it, guys, it's ruined the opportunity, man. Everybody and their brother blasting about their stupid Amway products. Nobody would want to hear about that crap. So that's why we basically seek a more of a one-on-one approach. Excuse me. But what you are allowed to do in open environments is just simply share, allowed, pictures and whatnot. And as long as there's a link back to the original post, I'm pretty sure you can just continue to share. So what I'm saying is that one of the main drivers of what I want to do with Facebook and Instagram is just to simply build awareness, just kind of brand awareness, Last Frontier Products and Partners, that way long term we can keep, it's just a form of follow up really. And then I also found a contact management tool that I'm going to use, called HubStub. I can't remember what it's called. Let me take a look here. HubSpot. So that is going to help me log my activity when I'm talking to people. And then also I can set follow-up tasks, take notes about what we discussed. Because remember, guys, the goal is to become a professional salesperson. Like, a professional salesperson doesn't sell anything to anybody. They're in the business of discovering, what the client might need and what problems they might have that their product can solve, right? So, someone that's open and interested in the product, or even just open and doesn't mind me following up, because literally, guys, I want to build the long-term, like I said, just keep awareness up of Nutrilite, Artistry, all the home care stuff, and gift albums. And that way we can just continue to boost our personal volume. And the goal, good boy Flash, if there was a monetary goal, the goal would be at the very least to pay for LTD's continuing education, which is at this time it's $89.95. I can bump that up to $149, and that'll be a way to get more audios. I think four more, and that's probably about a $40 value there, $120. There's a bunch of other stuff. You actually get a lower cost when you purchase audios. And what it is with audios, guys, is those are the licensed and approved by Amway, things that people can listen to learn about, this business, or listen to success stories. And those also have to follow guidelines, because guess what? If some bozo can get on there and record an audio and basically lie through his teeth in order to, get people in his business. So this Amway's playing a lot of defense out there, because it's a business that they don't screen anybody. You just have to have a social security number and a sponsor. And of course you have to follow the rules and of conduct and stuff, but so anybody and their brother can get involved with this thing basically. So they have to keep it tight. To run a tight ship and make sure Amway can stay afloat, they have to make sure that all the independent contractors are staying legal. So, which in 1979 the Federal Trade Commission basically shut down Amway for a little bit. I don't know if they shut them down all the way or just they confiscated all this paperwork and basically figured out that their business model was legitimate. And since then, all the network marketing companies that have come before have always kind of had to measure up to that sort of thing. So that's kind of cool. But anyway, so you're going to get the idea with social media. In an open environment, you're not allowed to solicit, business in any way, right? I'm allowed to promote Last Frontier Team. I'm allowed to promote entrepreneurialism and let's get together and be your own bosses, blah, blah, blah. But if I want to, hey, here's my Amway retail site, go check some stuff out, blah, blah, blah. Not that we'd do that anyway. In an open environment, that's not allowed. And I understand that. And so that's basically that. I want to share a little bit about an audio that I listened to. So far, since I've been back around, I've listened to Diamonds, A New Diamond Story, Matthew and Eva Pezzamenti, and basically In Emerald Qualification, which Oh yeah, so they just recorded that this spring. And that was really cool because I know Jim and Thelma, Jim and Thelma Mueller. So, anyways, let me change up a segment here. And I'm really excited about the contact management software. I'm gonna basically put myself through the Amway Education, which is basically a series of courses just to kind of familiarize yourself with Amway itself. I'm gonna do that just to fill in any gaps and then also help me to keep things simple and also find out what the best practices are. So I've got a lot of ideas that I'm excited about, but I also want to follow and talk to Amway about. And they put this stuff out, so. But be like, hey, you know, what's working for customers? What's working for, you know, customer retention? And that's what I want to do and just duplicate. I don't want to overcomplicate this thing. It's exactly what Jim was talking about, you know, adding stuff to it. it's simply a matter of talking to a lot of people, making personal connections with a lot of people regarding Amway products and the Amway opportunity. So there's no way to not win. It's just a matter of can we continue to just do the habit even though we might not be getting any results. And that's what I'm committed to. I'm committing to forming the habit of doing these things. And the results, they can come, they can go. All I know is that over time, we're gonna win. So that's what I'm excited about. things are busy with pet care. We've got to keep moving the ball down the field with that. That's going to be something that's going to support us while we're growing our Amway business. And, you know, the goal with that, of course, is to have enough people that are employees that, you know, we can have a running, solid running business with, when so for when Cheryl and I start to go to conferences and stuff. So I'm pretty excited about just the future. And, you know, I do want to go platinum. I do want to go ruby and all that stuff. But you got to be able to, you got to be able to work. I've got the attitude. I've got the knowledge. You know, I really do. I've got to put in the work. And the only way, the best way to do that is just to form the habit of doing these simple things. Attracting new customers, attracting new IBOs. That's it. I'm going to do that personally until the day I die. And then I'm going to teach and train new IBOs coming in how to do the same thing. And I'm going to help and serve them in any way I can. Create an environment of success up here. Plug in tight to Jeff and Andrea, Larry and Pam as we grow. Teach extreme profitability so people can afford traveling out of the state. And then, of course, building depth. So what I want to do is make sure our business gets established in depth out of state. So like I want to have a bunch of teams in Texas because we know, you know, knowing a lot of people down there. And you know, I want to have business all over the US, but I wouldn't mind having more and more business on the East Coast just because that's where a lot of LTD seems to center. And so let's say we start putting a team together and shoot, wherever these conferences are, they'll meet us there. You know, so anyways, guys, we're pumped, and these two guys are doing just wonderful. Socks and Flash, you guys are doing great. Man, it's been raining cats and dogs here. And guys, it's all about just staying focused on what's important and being willing to work. Like I've been saying all along, you know, I'm already programmed to basically work all day because of our business, our traditional, you know, business. It's a service business. So it's like, not only are we doing the service, we're gonna soon hire out the service through employees, most of it. But guys, we're running a business. We built this thing from scratch. You know what I'm saying? So let's all just thank the good Lord for how simple the Amway business is, and how, I just hooked that up. I got a new checking account hooked up for our business. And customers, they order online, it gets shipped to their door, and Amway sends the money to our bank account. Guys, can't get easier than that. I mean, seriously. Jeepers, man. As soon as you hit submit, man, you made some money. Obviously, leading up to that, it's going to be some work. So we're willing to do it, man. We've been in the process of showing the plan in our pet care business. And when we do meet and greets, our business grows. So there's no different for Amway. When we're sharing the business plan idea or sharing the products, if we keep doing those two things over and over, we'll keep winning, guys. Just a matter of time. Last frontier. Don't miss the flight. Over and out. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, wow. What a day it's been. I'm just gonna report just a little bit about what's going on, what I've been listening to. I'm probably walking into the wind a little bit now, so bear with me. Come on, Jackson. Just listen to. So I mentioned earlier that I listened to Jim and Thelma Mueller's success story, and I just listened to Derek and Robin Kruger's success story. And what's interesting is that those three people I've been seeing on Instagram a lot. It's they're using social media basically, more than most. And that's what I'm kind of excited about, to basically not replace the daily, personal connections, which I feel like I'm just ready to kind of embrace, because this is what I want to do as a lifestyle. I don't want to stop personally sponsoring, because number one, that's just a good business right there. And then, hey, it's okay, buddy. It's good business, but of course, same thing with customers. Being able to just continually to add, just like what we have to do in pet care. I'm continually bringing it back to that. I think the employee mindset, it causes a lot of people to kind of want those results. You work a job, you get paid. Your base salary, whatever it is, per hour. Well, that's not how it is in business. So how Cheryl and I have trained our minds through what we do, it's a basically sowing and reaping type of thing. The more social media, the more reaching out, the more things we do to create business, the more business comes through the door, so to speak. And we do need to start keeping better metrics of, incoming contacts and all that stuff. There's so much to do in our business that, just literally isn't stuff you have to worry about with the Amway business. But you still want to keep track of that stuff, of course. But I'm talking about, we have to figure out a way to link everything together, and eventually through our website, which, by the way, we haven't even started yet. So you can see, guys, that, man, excuse me. And I've been hearing that the Amway site is about to get revamped. That thing hasn't been revamped in a long time, so I'm pretty excited about that. They've been needing to do that, and I'm sure it's been, they've got a pretty large organization, pretty large operation, I should say. So I'm sure to try to move the ship has to be done nice and slow, But yeah, I'm getting definitely inspired by these success stories. In both of them, I heard about, playing to the strengths of your team, which means, looking to the people that said they want to get started, and I guess requiring before they get started that they're ready to work. You can say this is kind of, we're never going to say no, we're never going to discourage, but we might guide people, say, hey, look, why don't you just keep, attending for a little bit and see what type of conversations you can get going with your, I'm talking about people that just aren't ready and they hear about it. I'm going to be specifically looking for people that I would hire in my company. So I got to continually come back to, I'm not the old Paul where I was working a job and just hoping I would be a business person one day, full time. We are fully self-employed, and now we're basically applying these principles to our Amway business, and it's just a continual rinsing of the mind, so to speak, to be able to approach it like a business and take the emotions out of it. Just like in pet care, I don't worry when people don't have a dog. Oh man, I really wish you had a dog so I can help you. That's how some people treat the Amway business. They try to give it and sell it to people, whether it's products or the opportunity, to people that don't have a dog, and then also they don't want to. If they had a dog, they don't need their dog walked. I don't get upset over that. We just look for the people that do want and it's not even the thing. So that's how natural I want this thing to be. As far as with customers and independent business owners that come onto the team, I want there to be requirements. And it's something that, like for customers, and I guess it's funny with customers, you got to figure that out. But I want them to be, I don't want people to sense that we're selling something. I want them to sense that we are representing some solutions that might help them, that type of thing. Representing solutions. I kind of like that. So I think I'm going to end this segment right here. I just got back in with Jackson. Representing solutions, I like that. Okay, guys and gals. Just wanted to end that segment so I can remember that. Again, I found HubSpot, which is going to be really cool to be able to use for following up. Stay, Jackson, stay. He always wants to run in front of me where he just pooped so he can step in it. No, he's just fanatical about his ball. So anyways, yes, I'm picking up a few pieces. Oh, there's another one. I'll just pick that one up too. How about that? That must have been from earlier. Stay. He just does not think about poop. Some dogs are sensitive to poop. Some dogs aren't. I think as dogs get older, possibly, they're more sensitive. But usually it's like some dogs, will be cautious of the poop and not want to step in it. And some dogs just are just bounding around, which is cool. So, anyways, guys, this documentary is taking form. This docucast, I want to call it. It's taking form because I'm realizing what I really want it to be is just a way to stay in sync with approaching Amway like we approach Happy Hearts pet care. So that's kind of what this is morphing into, because of course originally we were talking about we could use it for people coming on the team, or maybe Cheryl and I would record a quick snippet or what to do next. But all of those things have to be approved by Amway, because technically they're business support materials. And Amway has to approve those because they need to be able to make sure that they're representing the opportunity correctly, right? So that's where a lot of that stuff comes from, is preserving the opportunity, preserving the, just making sure everything's legit. And so many people have hyperinflated this thing and tried to, everybody's trying to get people in. And it's just nothing more than, like on YouTube, when people make videos just to get traffic so they can, try to get paid or whatever. It's like at the end of the day, just put up good content. And if you're good, people watch you. So the same thing, the Amway business opportunity is good. So as far as content goes, putting up content means just doing the steps it takes to, you know, help customers and help new IBOs coming on, you know? So that's the content. So again, guys, we don't want to get lost in the past of how this business used to work or what have you. It's basically, where's the attention at in society? Let's get confident in our product, get confident in our opportunity, and then let's basically offer it to people. That's all we're doing, you know? It's like at Costco. And you go there and basically someone is, you know, at a booth. And let's talk about food. The food thing's really easy because they're edible samples, right? People sample it, it's a decent price. You know, they buy it. I'm talking about like the Nutribullet or whatever, and the pillows that are $100 and the $120 sheets that my wife wants me to buy. And what I'm saying is that if you're looking for that stuff, then you stop to check it out. You know? Whoops, there is poop over here. Whoa, there's another poop. Oh. Alright, I'm not gonna rake too much more because there's more poop that needs to be picked up. I do not want to step in it. And make sure I haven't already. I probably did in some way, shape, or form. Let's see, that's just dirt, it looks like. Alright, Jackson, let's throw the ball. Problem is, man, he dives in the ball to get dirty. He ends up with a mouthful of dirt and leaves. I don't like throwing it over there because there's poop. I guess I should pick it up. Let me do that. So, kind of forgot where I was going there, but just talking about doing business things. Relating it to pet care. Anyways, so I was talking about a bunch of stuff. Probably should redo this segment. Let me get off and just figure out what I was talking about. Sorry, guys. Okay, so if you're looking, you stop to check it out. So let's relate it to the ammo business. So let's look at the things that are less costly. Let's talk about the products that sell for under $50 or even under $30. Well, let's just say 40, because a lot of the bars are, they're not expensive when compared to what they actually are, but I mean, they're not cheap bars, you know? So the things that, you know, the energy bars and the excess drinks, you know, I think 30, let's just say under $50. Those are products that you could sample to somebody that if they really like them and they're willing to part with their money, you know, that's a deal. So it's something you can sample, right? Let's talk about the products from the $50 to $200 range, right? Those are products just kind of like the sheets I was talking about. Now, remember yesterday we were talking about, number one, the qualifications for a customer. They have to have a problem your product solve, and then they have to be able to afford your product. So number one, let's not try to sell something to somebody where they just don't really have the ways and means to do it. You know, not that we can prejudge, but keep that in mind, you know, where if you're meeting a lot of resistance, maybe it's a financial thing. So people that have the money and they're interested in the product, these are, you know, maybe the Nutrilite vitamins that you're, oof, that's a lot of leaves. It's a $70 for a retail price. It's only $2.25 a month base or a day for a month supply. So, but it's still, you know, it's $7. So that's something that people would be more considering of. Like, you know, if somebody wasn't really into vitamins, they'd probably either go with just the men's pack or women's pack, which is more around the $30 range, I think, or even lower than that, just the daily vitamin. And I'm okay with all of it. We want people placing orders. Nutrilite Artistry, Excess, Home, and Gift albums, and we're just going to keep on making our way to, you know, laying a good foundation. We're going to do some business things and get some business results. So I'm gonna hang it up here, guys, and just want to continue to compare what we do to how people purchase things like at a Costco. Last Frontier team, over and out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here. Excuse me, I didn't even have my microphone ready. Just finishing up my dog walks for the day. I actually only had 3 today. And if you're curious, not that anybody would be, I don't think anyone's gonna ever listen to this, to be honest. But let's see here. Dawson was $20, Sox and Flash was $30. Jax was, so that's 50. Jax was 20, so $70 is what the revenue I produced out in the field today, which is a very light day. But of course, we have three dogs over for daycare, 2 from the same household. One dog, well, she left this morning, Sadie. Kuma, who just came over to stay the night, and then Bonnie, who's going to be with us till next week. So that's kind of our business right now, a little snapshot. We got a lot going on with that. Like I said, I'm thinking of morphing this podcast to more of a growing our businesses podcast, because number one, I don't think I'm allowed to have Amway in the name, pretty sure. But I don't want to be so exhaustive. And actually, like I said, I'm not really allowed to have, you know, content regarding about the, you know, the compensation plan or what have you. I'm not technically allowed to have that unless you've gotten written approval. So, like I said, because it becomes business support material and they have to make sure, you know, everything is, you know, truthful. So, but like I said, you know, I also want to talk more about what's going on in our pet care business, what's going on with, you know, snow plowing in the winter, small engine repair, our automotive stuff that we're doing, Last Frontier Garage on YouTube. I'm really liking the Last Frontier kind of theme, Last Frontier Garage, Last Frontier, you know, products and partners, which is kind of the name of my Amway business. And the technical term would be Amway, you know, affiliated independent business, you know. And so it's kind of cool. Once you really get a handle on what's going on, you can begin to naturally flow with how you treat your business, and like you realize, you know, the limitations, you realize, you know, what, you know, why Amway has restrictions in certain things, you know. And then, like I'm saying, guys, I just get excited about it, that even if there's a time frame where just the results might not be coming in that should be happening, we're going to be okay with that, because we're just going to develop the habit of doing the action steps to attract personal customers and personally sponsored IBOs, right? When we have so much with, we literally don't know what to do with it, then we might talk about, but to be honest, guys, like, this business is about training and recruiting and training people to do the same thing you're doing. So it's not like, I mean, to be honest, it's not like you're going to be doing that much. The thing that you need to be doing, of course, is securing your width and the growth of your, you know, your individual organizations. You need to be securing that with depth. So I want to continue to basically have personal connections all the way down the leg. And I might not be doing the personal calls and personal QIs and everything, but eventually I want to be in touch with people and make sure this mindset just continues to course through our business, that we're a team of strength. We're not going to play down to the weaknesses where the people that are so scared that we're going to really, you know, obviously we're going to bring it down to their level of understanding, but if they want their business to work, then they're going to have to work, you know. That's the type of, like, we're going to be very upfront Very upfront about the cost of functions, you know, and going to conferences out of state. Very upfront about if you're not making retail profit in your business, you're making a mistake talking to people. I'm not saying you can't sponsor anybody, but if you want to basically build your own business, that's kind of, you have to have credibility in each area you're trying to, you know, teach people. You know, it's okay if you're new and you talk to a friend and he just gets sponsored, you guys both don't know what you're doing, and then maybe your upline comes in and helps kind of iron things out. But, you know, personally, I want to be sponsoring, you know, people that are basically my ambition level and above. Like people that are busy, people that are high-end professionals. Think of the most important superstar person you could ever think of. And just know that if you could talk to them and ask them about the opportunity, you'd ask them about it. You know, that type of stuff. Or your products. A good way to think about Amway is that it is a product and sponsoring business, you know? It, in reality, really does offer to everyone, you know, both products and opportunity. But like I said before, somebody might not have the budget for it. Somebody might not be looking for it. So when they go to Costco and see the Subaru powered generator, number one, they might not be able to afford it, and it might not be the right time. But even so, that's number two. That's the second step, actually. The first step is they're not even looking for a generator right now. You know, so you could ask them, "Hey, you looking for any generators right now?" "No, not really, man." "Cool, man. Stay in touch. I got some good generators now, so let me know. I'll follow up." You know, that type of thing. But they say, "Yeah, I'm looking at generators. What do you got?" So I'm like, "You know what? That's a little of my price range," or "You know what? I'm not going to do it," or "You know what? I'm not ready," or "You know what? You know what I'm saying? So it becomes a matter of timing, you know, if they're looking. So that's where we got to start, guys. We got to start with asking our customers and IBOs, "Are you looking? Are you open to looking at stuff?" Blah, blah, blah. And then, but honestly, before that, guys, it's personal connection, and then it's trying our best to discover needs and then bring up the solution, right? And then ask them if they're interested in a solution, right? So last with your team over now. I just got home. I'm going to do some pet care business. We're going to do some Amway business. We're going to do some awesome business. I got to do some last winter grab business. We just doing bidding out here. All right, last one to your team. Over and out. All right, just out here in the garage right now doing some mechanic work, actually, or fixing to. But, of course, I got to thinking and wanted to write some stuff down. I got me a piece of cardboard and just kind of had some thoughts about, number one, the habit is basically to be always adding new customers and IBOs. Integrate the product and the opportunity when appropriate, is what I wrote down, because it's a twofold thing. It really is. You know, Amway offers products and opportunity, so let's offer them both, you know. But what I've got going here is just a little diagram of me and Cheryl, of course, with basically just some depiction of customers and whatnot. And then I wrote out 54 different circles here, which would represent our width. Now, I want to keep sponsoring personally all the time. I really do. It's not that I don't want to leave anybody else, you know, for anybody else to sponsor, but I just think it's a good business practice until you're well along on your way. You know, if you actually want to depend on the income, number one, but, you know, it's just a key to profitability. So our goal, though, up here is going to be a mission on top of a mission. The mission is already, you know, America and, you know, basically free enterprise, helping people out and this and that, all that stuff. But I want to be able to basically share with people what LTD is really all about and let them know that there's an opportunity to plant the flag up here and to say, "Hey, look, we're going to create an environment that is LTD, and we're going to attract the best speakers in all the system. And bring them up here on a, you know, a monthly or a quarterly basis, you know, in between conferences maybe or something like that." You know, and my wife and I would like to finance a lot of this, actually, meaning if we have to, we want to help this thing be a first-class operation. So I just wanted to share this in closing. I'm going to get to work on this vehicle. You know, we do things first class is kind of our mantra, you know, and I'm already making more notes. Guys, I would really invest in a way for you to record your thoughts, to record your tasks, and to, you know, be able to draw out what you're thinking. I recommend, in fact, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Some different software and whatnot that I recommend will help you do that. And anyways, guys, more to come, more to talk about. I just wanted to end the episode. Hope everyone's having a great day. Keep on doing you. Do your opportunity. Get yours. Do your thing. Just make sure you're approaching it, you know, like a business. Do things if you, you know, let's be in business. You know what I'm saying? Do things, do business things to get business results. Over and out. This is the Last Frontier Pioneer. I love it. Last Frontier Pioneers. Over and out.